As we saw above, Charles Darwin was inclined to look at everything as resulting from designed laws. He also wrote in later editions of The Origin of Species that life may have been originally breathed by the Creator into a few forms or into one. If creation is defined to include the view that a creator designed the laws of the universe and intervened to make the first living cells, then even Darwin was a creationist. In the present controversy, however, the term is usually reserved for biblical creation. According to a literal reading of the first verses of Genesis, God created the universe and living things in 6 days, a little over 6,000 years ago. But even Christians disagree over the interpretation of the Genesis days. When Christian clergymen pioneered the modern study of geology in the early 19th century, many people interpreted Genesis to accommodate an old earth. As a result, when Darwin published his theory in 1859, there was almost no opposition to it based on biblical chronology. What is now known as young earth creationism did not rise to prominence until the middle of the 20th century. Skirmishes between young earth and old earth creationists, and between both of these groups and the Darwinists, have been going on for decades, but they are not the source of the war declared by Time magazine in 2005. The new war is not about evolution and creation, but about Darwinism and something called intelligent design. What is it that Pat Shipman calls horribly frightening, and Marshall Berman says threatens all of science and society? The missing link is really a missing debate. Define evolution as an issue of the history of the planet, as the way we try to understand change through time. The present is different from the past. Evolution happened. There is no debate within science as to whether it happened, and so on. I have used this approach at the college level. Eugenie C. Scott. Intelligent design. According to the theory of intelligent design, ID, it is possible to infer from empirical evidence that some features of the natural world are best explained by an intelligent cause rather than by unguided processes. Although design arguments have a venerable history, the ID movement, as it is sometimes called, is quite recent. It originated with the publication of several books between 1984 and 1992 in a small meeting organized by Berkeley Law professor Philip E. Johnson near Monterey, California, in 1993. 7 things are worth noting before we proceed further. First, the word intelligent emphasizes that design, in this case, is not just a pattern, but a pattern produced by a mind that conceives and executes a plan. Any natural causes involved are guided by intelligence. Writing a meaningful paragraph on a computer depends on various physiological, mechanical, and electronic processes,